evening from the eye.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
Show with Horace Silver. That was, of course, his classic Song for My Father from the album of the same name. This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. We go out every Friday night between 9 and 10. And we've got an all-star cast tonight. We've got Kaj Tajar coming up next with his track called Samba de Orfu.
The Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
Chick Corea and a tune called Matrix from the album 1990, released in 1993, called Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Before that, we heard Cal Tajir on vibraphone and a track called Samba de Ufa. That was from his album released in 1965 called Soulbirds Whiffin Poof, which is a great track title. And then finally, before that, we heard Song for My Father, Horace Silver's classic. His father was from Cape Verde. He was Portuguese, and Horace Silver grew up hearing Cape Verdean folk songs, which may have inspired him for his particular style of bop and funk. Now, we've got a show of all of the superstars today. We've got John Coltrane next with his track called Giant Steps from the album of the same name that was released in 1960. This is John Coltrane. Thank you. His grandfather was a preacher and moved to North Carolina, which is where John Coltrane grew up. He joined the school band, he was enlisted into the army and served in Hawaii during the Second World War. He joined Miles Davis's band in 1955 before becoming his own band leader in around 1960. That was John Coltrane and Giant Steps. Now, about a decade or so earlier, Dizzy Gillespie was in his peak.
Trickling down your fire escape ladder. Life could be so fine. finest wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
Well, I'm hoping there will be more sunny sides of the street as we come to spring. That was Dizzy Gillespie and Sonny Stitt and a track called On the Sunny Side of the Street from his album called Dizzy 100. Now, this is a particularly cool track coming up next. This is the Oscar Peterson Trio from his classic album called Night Train. This particular tune is called the Sea Jam Blues.
Sounds through the night. This is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
Thank you.
My favourite Swedish supergroup, that is the Esvorn Svensson Trio, who had, of course, Esvorn Svensson on piano, Dan Berglund on bass, and Magnus Ostrom on the drums. Now, that particular track was called From Gagarin's Point of View, and that album was released back in 1999. They have a whole series of albums well worth a listen if you are not familiar with their work. Now, next up, we have Joe Henderson and Blue Bossa, and this is a lovely track with him, of course, on saxophone. This is Joe Henderson. Thank you. Anderson and his track called Blue Bossa from the album Page One, released in 1963. All of the artists we've had on tonight's show are jazz superstars, whether that's Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie, of course we had Horace Silver and Chick Corea, as well as John Coltrane. And why not continue in that vein? We've got Bobo Stenson and his trio next, another piece of fabulous Scandinavian jazz. This particular track is called The Red Flower from the album Sphere. This is Bobo Stenson. Thank you. whilst most of the performers on tonight's show have been from the 1950s and 60s and are no longer with us, Bobo Stenson is very much with us and released an album just last year called Sphere. And this tune is called The Red Flower, taken from that album. And they tour regularly, very much worth seeing. Speaking of gigs, the Alan Barnes Sextet is playing at the Y Theatre in Leicester on Wednesday, the 20th of March. He is always a great performer, and that should be a fantastic gig if you get the opportunity. And would like to go and see a great band in Leicester. Now, we're going to move on to another classic. This is Hank Mobley and his track called Remember from the album Soul Station. Thank you. are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM, broadcasting to Milton Mowbray and the Vale of Beaver and all around the Midlands. That was Remember by Hank Mowbray from his 1960 album called Soul Station, released on Blue Note, that also featured Art Blakey on drums, Paul Chambers on bass, and Wynton Kelly on the piano. All of our shows you can download from the podbean.com podcast site if you look under Jazz House Radio, and you can hear the show again between 1 and 2 a.m. on a Monday night. We're going to close out with Sonny Rollins and Tommy Flanagan. This particular track is called Saint Thomas, from the album just simply called The Saxophone Colossus, released in 1957. This is Sonny Rollins.
I'm